Really important after a couple of defeats as well to get sort of back on the wagon, if you like. And I thought it was a real good team performance. There was some good contributions with the bat. I thought got off to a nice start. Tom Coder-Cameron again played a really nice cameo up front. Probably didn't quite get as many as he did against Warwickshire, but still a really good effort. Colin Monroe, I thought, played out of his skin. And then Ben Cox, I thought, it was a real mature innings, really, because we were just stuttering a little bit. Lost a few too many wickets in the first half, and I thought Coxie sort of held us together really well and got a good 40 out in the last over.
Did you think it was enough, 162?
Yeah, I did. I thought we had to bowl wild. Me and Colin were talking out in the middle during the power play, because it's just sticking in a little bit. We thought if we could get to 150 plus, that'd be about par, we thought. So just a shade above that, which is nice. And I thought with our attack, we played two spinners intentionally, and obviously myself, Joe Leach, thought try and take the pace off the ball a little bit. Shantz does that anyway as well, so it worked out well.
Take the pace off, is it? It was almost, you're almost bowling underarms towards the end, weren't you?
Yeah, not far off. I think it almost bounced twice, the one, especially the LBW. But yeah, that was just the plan, try and bowl it into the pitch nice and slowly. Luckily, I was bowling to the big boundary leg side as well, try and bowl straight. And fortunately, some of the catches went to hand today.
I was talking to Pompey saying Jack Cherry's coming to the side. He's not taking the side Ajmal role, but you know he's in there as the spinner, and he bowled as Ajmal does tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I thought for the first game in the competition, he's been a little bit unlucky really, Charles, with having Saeed in the side. It's very difficult to fill him in. So came in and proved his worth. I thought it was a really good spell of four, especially as we were under the pump really at that point. I thought we started off well with the ball, Shantz and Mitch coming in, but we didn't really take any wickets. We were a bit unlucky, I thought, so for Charles to come in and pick up a couple of pops quickly, it was really important for us to get the momentum back on our side.
Chris, I've seen him, Mitch McLennan. He looks a bit scary, doesn't he, when he runs in?
He looks scary before he's bowling, to be honest. just look at him towering above people. He's a big unit, and he really did steam in tonight. I thought he charged in and wholehearted cricketer, and he rushed a couple of them. Certainly Dave Willey in that first over, I don't think he saw a couple of them, so it was really pleasing to see that.
It's in your own hands now, win next Friday and you're in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I think we've still got a chance of getting a home one as well, so really important next Friday now. I think Derby have sort of played a little bit better cricket as they've gone through the competition, had a tough start, so it won't be easy, but if we can perform like we did tonight, then we won't be far away.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see a packed new road, wouldn't it, next Friday, if we get the folks in?
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of the 12th man. It's nice to get a home crowd behind you. You've done reasonably well at home this year in the two comps, so hopefully there'll be a few down there.